Hymns and Spiritual Songs. Isaac Watts. This volume is from the Christian Classic Collection, published by BSB Publishing, LLC. Copyright 2025 by BSB Publishing, LLC, Isaac Watts. Isaac Watts, 1674 to 1748, was a poetic genius and devoted minister whose hymns forever transformed Christian worship. Born in Southampton, England, he showed extraordinary talent from childhood, writing verses as a boy and studying at the Nonconformist Academy in London after refusing to conform to the Church of England. His faith and creativity fused into a lifelong mission to make worship both joyful and deeply personal. Frustrated by the dullness of traditional psalmody, Watts began composing hymns that spoke directly from the heart, rich in theology yet alive with emotion. His works, including When I Survey the Wondrous Cross, Joy to the World, O God, Our Help in Ages Past and at the Cross, gave the Church a new language of praise. He authored over 70 hymns, many still sung worldwide today. Beyond music, Watts was a philosopher, theologian, and educator whose writings influenced generations of believers and thinkers alike. Known as the father of English hymnody, Isaac Watts turned worship into a vibrant expression of love and wonder, teaching that true praise springs not only from the lips, but from a heart captivated by God. Introduction. Isaac Watts's hymns and spiritual songs helped teach an entire people how to sing their faith. Often called the father of English hymnody, Watts wed sturdy doctrine to heartfelt devotion, taking the language of Scripture and giving it a voice the whole church can carry. Here the great themes ring clear: God's holiness, human need, the cross and resurrection of Christ, the hope of heaven, set in meters and melodies that invite ordinary believers to sing with understanding and joy. What makes these hymns endure is their blend of clarity, warmth, and gravity. Watts is pastoral without being shallow, poetic without being obscure. He turns the Psalms toward Christ, invites sinners to come, steadies saints in suffering, and lifts tired hearts to praise. Sing them in worship, whisper them in prayer, or read them as short devotionals. They work in every register. Open these pages expecting more than nostalgia. You'll find a school of prayer and praise that shapes the mind, deepens love for Jesus, and unites the church in one clear voice. By the last stanza, you won't just admire hymnody, you'll join it. Book 1. Collected from the Holy Scriptures. Hymn 1-1, A New Song to the Lamb That Was Slain, Revelation 5, verses 6, 8, 9, 10, and 12. Behold the glories of the Lamb amidst His Father's throne. Prepare new honors for His name, and songs before unknown. Let elders worship at His feet, the church adore around, with vials full of odors sweet, and harps of sweeter sound. Those are the prayers of the saints, and these the hymns they raise. Jesus is kind to our complaints, He loves to hear our praise. Eternal Father, who shall look into Thy secret will? Who but the Son shall take that book and open every seal? He shall fulfill Thy great decrees, the Son deserves it well. Lo, in His hand, the sovereign keys of heaven and death and hell. Now to the Lamb that once was slain, be endless blessings paid. Salvation, glory, joy remain forever on Thy head. Thou hast redeemed our souls with blood, hast set the prisoners free. Hast made us kings and priests to God, and we shall reign with Thee. The worlds of nature and of grace are put beneath Thy power. Then shorten these delaying days, and bring the promised hour. Hymn 1:2. The Deity and Humanity of Christ, John 1, verses 1 to 3 and 14. Colossians 9, verse 16. Ephesians 3:91. Ere the blue heavens were stretched abroad, from everlasting was the Word. With God He was, the Word was God, and must divinely be adored. By His own power were all things made, by Him supported all things stand. He is the whole creation's head, and angels fly at His command. Ere sin was born or Satan fell, he led the host of morning stars. Thy generation who can tell or count the number of thy years? But lo, he leaves those heavenly forms. The word descends and dwells in clay, that he may hold converse with worms, dressed in such feeble flesh as they. Mortals with joy beheld his face, the eternal Father's only Son. How full of truth, how full of grace, when through his eyes the Godhead shone. Archangels leave their high abode to learn new mysteries here, and tell the loves of our descending God, the glories of Emmanuel. Hymn 1:3. The Nativity of Christ. Luke 1:30 Luke 2:1. Behold, the grace appears, the promise is fulfilled. Mary the wondrous virgin bears, and Jesus is the child. The Lord, the highest God, calls him his only son. He bids him rule the lands abroad, and gives him David's throne. O'er Jacob shall he reign with a peculiar sway. The nations shall his grace obtain, his kingdom ne'er decay. To bring the glorious news, a heavenly form appears. He tells the shepherds of their joys, and banishes their fears. Go, humble swains, said he, to David's city fly. The promised infant born today doth in a manger lie. With looks and heart serene, go visit Christ your King. And straight a flaming troop was seen. The shepherds heard them sing, Glory to God on high, and heavenly peace on earth, goodwill to men, to angels joy, at the Redeemer's birth. In worship so divine, let saints employ their tongues, with the celestial host we join, and loud repeat their songs. Glory to God on high, and heavenly peace on earth, goodwill to men, to angels joy, at our Redeemer's birth. Hymn 1:4. Supplement, the inward witness to Christianity. 1 John 5:10. Questions and doubts be heard no more. Let Christ and joy be all our theme. His Spirit seals his gospel sure to every soul that trusts in him. Jesus, thy witness speaks within. The mercy which thy words reveal refines the heart from sense and sin and stamps its own celestial seal. 'Tis God's inimitable hand that molds and forms the heart anew. Blasphemers can no more withstand, but bow and own thy doctrine true. The guilty wretch that trusts thy blood finds peace and pardon at thy cross. The sinful soul, averse to God, believes and loves his Maker's laws. Learning and wit may cease their strife when miracles with glory shine. The voice that calls the dead to life must be almighty and divine. Hymn 1:5. Submission to afflictive providences. Job 1:21. Naked as from the earth we came, and crept to life at first, we to the earth return again, and mingle with our dust. The dear delights we here enjoy, and fondly call our own, are but short favors borrowed now, to be repaid anon. 'Tis God that lifts our comforts high, or sinks them in the grave. He gives, and blessed be his name. He takes but what he gave. Peace, all our angry passions then, let each rebellious sigh be silent at his sovereign will, and every murmur die. If smiling mercy crown our lives, its praises shall be spread, and we'll adore the justice too that strikes our comforts dead. Hymn 1:6. Triumph over death. Job 19:25-27. Great God, I own thy sentence just, and nature must decay. I yield my body to the dust to dwell with fellow clay. Yet faith may triumph o'er the grave, and trample on the tombs. My Jesus, my Redeemer lives, my God, my Savior comes. The mighty conqueror shall appear high on a royal seat, and death, the last of all his foes, lie vanquished at his feet. Though greedy worms devour my skin and gnaw my wasting flesh, when God shall build my bones again, he clothes them all afresh. Then shall I see thy lovely face with strong immortal eyes, and feast upon thy unknown grace with pleasure and surprise. Hymn 1:7. The invitation of the gospel, or spiritual food and clothing. Isaiah 55:1. Let every mortal ear attend, and every heart rejoice. the trumpet of the gospel sounds with an inviting voice. Ho, all ye hungry, starving souls that feed upon the wind and vainly strive with earthly toys to fill an empty mind, eternal wisdom has prepared a soul-reviving feast and bids your longing appetites the rich provision taste. Ho, ye that pant for living streams and pine away and die, here you may quench your raging thirst with springs that never dry, rivers of love and mercy here. In a rich ocean join, salvation in abundance flows like floods of milk and wine. Ye perishing and naked poor, who work with mighty pain to weave a garment of your own that will not hide your sin, come naked and adorn your souls in robes prepared by God, wrought by the labors of His Son, and dyed in His own blood. Dear God, the treasures of Thy love are everlasting mines, deep as our helpless miseries are, and boundless as our sins. The happy gates of gospel grace stand open night and day. Lord, we are come to seek supplies and drive our wants away. Hymn 1:8, the safety and protection of the church, Isaiah 26:1-6. How honorable is the place where we adoring stand, Zion the glory of the earth and beauty of the land. Bulwarks of mighty grace, defend the city where we dwell. The walls of strong salvation made, defy the assaults of hell. Lift up the everlasting gates, the doors wide open, fling, enter ye nations that obey the statutes of our King. Here you shall taste unmingled joys and live in perfect peace, you that have known Jehovah's name and ventured on His grace. Trust in the Lord, forever trust, and banish all your fears. Strength in the Lord Jehovah dwells, eternal as His years. What though the rebels dwell on high, His arm shall bring them low. Low as the caverns of the grave, their lofty heads shall bow. On Babylon our feet shall tread in that rejoicing hour. The ruins of her walls shall spread a pavement for the poor. Hymn 1:9. The promises of the covenant of grace, Isaiah 55:1-2. Zechariah 13:1. Micah 7:1. Ezekiel 36:25-C. In vain we lavish out our lives to gather empty wind. The choicest blessings earth can yield will starve a hungry mind. Come, and the Lord shall feed our souls with more substantial meat, with such as saints in glory love, with such as angels eat. Our God will every want supply and fill our hearts with peace. He gives by covenant and by oath the riches of His grace. Come, and He'll cleanse our spotted souls and wash away our stains in the dear fountain that His Son poured from His dying veins. Our guilt shall vanish all away, though black as hell before. Our sins shall sink beneath the sea and shall be found no more. And lest pollution should o'erspread our inward powers again, His Spirit shall bedew our souls like purifying rain. Our heart, that flinty, stubborn thing, the terrors cannot move, that fears no threatenings of His wrath, shall be dissolved by love, or He can take the flint away that would not be refined, and from the treasures of His grace bestow a softer mind. There shall His sacred Spirit dwell, and deep engrave His law, and every motion of our souls to swift obedience draw. Thus will He pour salvation down, and we shall render praise, we the dear people of His love, and He our God of grace. Hymn 1:10. The blessedness of gospel times, or the revelation of Christ to Jews and Gentiles, Isaiah 5:2-7-10, Matthew 13:16-17. How beauteous are their feet who stand on Zion's hill, who bring salvation on their tongues and words of peace reveal. How charming is their voice, how sweet the tidings are. Zion, behold thy Savior King, He reigns and triumphs here. How happy are our ears that hear this joyful sound, which kings and prophets waited for and sought but never found. How blessed are our eyes that see this heavenly light. Prophets and kings desired it long, but died without the sight. The watchmen join their voice and tuneful notes employ. Jerusalem breaks forth in songs and deserts lent the joy. The Lord makes bare his arm, throw all the earth abroad. Let every nation now behold their Savior and their God. Hymn 111. The humble enlightened and carnal reason humbled. Or, the sovereignty of grace, Luke 10, verses 21 and 22. There was an hour when Christ rejoiced and spoke his joy in words of praise. Father, I thank thee, mighty God, Lord of the earth and heavens and seas. I thank thy sovereign power and love that crowns my doctrine with success and makes the babes in knowledge learn the heights and breadths and lengths of grace. But all this glory lies concealed from men of prudence and of wit. The prince of darkness blinds their eyes, and their own pride resists the light. Father, 'tis thus because thy will chose and ordained it should be so. 'Tis thy delight to base the proud and lay the haughty scorner low. There's none can know the Father right but those who learn it from the Son, nor can the Son be well received but where the Father makes him known. Then let our souls adore our God that deals his graces as he please, nor gives to mortals an account or of his actions or decrees. Hymn 112. Free grace in revealing Christ, Luke 10, verse 21. Jesus, the man of constant grief, a mourner all his days, his spirit once rejoiced aloud and tuned his joy to praise. Father, I thank thy wondrous love that hath revealed thy Son to men unlearned and to babes has made thy gospel known. The mysteries of redeeming grace are hidden from the wise, while pride and carnal reasonings join to swell and blind their eyes. Thus doth the Lord of heaven and earth his great decrees fulfill, and orders all his works of grace by his own sovereign will. Hymn 113. The Son of God incarnate, or the titles in the kingdom of Christ, Isaiah 9, verses 2, 6, and 7. The lands that long in darkness lay now have beheld a heavenly light. Nations that sat in death's cold shade are blessed with beams divinely bright. The virgins promised, Son is born, behold the expected child appear. What shall his names or titles be? The Wonderful, the Counselor. This infant is the mighty God come to be suckled and adored. The Eternal Father, Prince of Peace, the Son of David, and his Lord. The government of earth and seas upon his shoulders shall be laid. His wide dominions still increase, and honors to his name be paid. Jesus the Holy Child shall sit high on his father David's throne, shall crush his foes beneath his feet, and reign to ages yet unknown. Hymn 114, The Triumph of Faith, or Christ's Unchangeable Love, Romans 8, verse 33 and C. Who shall the Lord's elect condemn? 'Tis God that justifies their souls, and mercy like a mighty stream o'er all their sins divinely rolls. Who shall adjudge the saints to hell? 'Tis Christ that suffered in their stead, and the salvation to fulfill. Behold him rising from the dead. He lives and sits above, forever interceding there. Who shall divide us from his love, or what should tempt us to despair? Shall persecution or distress, famine or sword or nakedness? He that hath loved us bears us through, and makes us more than conquerors too. Faith hath an overcoming power, it triumphs in the dying hour. Christ is our life, our joy, our hope, nor can we sink with such a prop. Not all that men on earth can do, nor powers on high, nor powers below, shall cause his mercy to remove, or wean our hearts from Christ our love. Hymn 115. Our own weakness and Christ our strength, 2 Corinthians 12, verses 7, 9, and 10. Let me but hear my Savior say, strength shall be equal to thy day. Then I rejoice in deep distress, leaning on all-sufficient grace. I glory in infirmity, that Christ's own power may rest on me. When I am weak, then am I strong, grace is my shield, and Christ my song. I can do all things or can bear all sufferings if my Lord be there. Sweet pleasures mingle with the pains while his left hand my head sustains. But if the Lord be once withdrawn and we attempt the work alone, when new temptations spring and rise, we find how great our weakness is. So Samson, when his hair was lost, met the Philistines to his cost, shook his vain limbs with sad surprise, made feeble fight, and lost his eyes. Hymn 116, Hosanna to Christ, Matthew 21, verse 9. Luke 19, verses 38 and 40. Hosanna to the royal son of David's ancient line, his natures two, his person one, mysterious and divine. The root of David here we find, and offspring is the same. Eternity and time are joined in our Emmanuel's name. Blessed he that comes to wretched men with peaceful news from heaven. Hosannas of the highest strain, to Christ the Lord be given. Let mortals ne'er refuse to take the Hosanna on their tongues, lest rocks and stones should rise and break their silence into songs. Hymn 117. Victory over death, 1 Corinthians 1, 5 and, oh, for an overcoming faith. To cheer my dying hours, to triumph o'er the monster death and all his frightful powers, joyful with all the strength I have, my quivering lips should sing, where is thy boasted victory grave, and where the monster's sting? If sin be pardoned, I'm secure, death hath no sting beside. The law gives sin its damning power, but Christ my ransom died. Now to the God of victory, immortal thanks be paid, who makes us conquerors while we die, through Christ our living head. Hymn 118. Blessed are the dead that die in the Lord, Revelation 14, verse 13. Hear what the voice from heaven proclaims, for all the pious dead, sweet is the savor of their names, and soft their sleeping bed. They die in Jesus and are blessed, how kind their slumbers are, from sufferings and from sins released, and freed from every snare. Far from this world of toil and strife, they're present with the Lord. The labors of their mortal life end in a large reward. Hymn 119. The Song of Simeon, or Death Made Desirable, Luke 2, verse 27 and C. Lord, at thy temple we appear, as happy Simeon came, and hope to meet our Savior here. O make our joys the same, with what divine and vast delight the good old man was filled, when fondly in his withered arms he clasped the holy child. Now I can leave this world, he cried. Behold, thy servant dies. I've seen thy great salvation, Lord, and close my peaceful eyes. This is the light prepared to shine upon the Gentile lands, thine Israel's glory, and their hope to break their slavish bands. Jesus, the vision of thy face hath overpowering charms. Scarce shall I feel death's cold embrace if Christ be in my arms. Then while ye hear my heartstrings break, how sweet my minutes roll, a mortal paleness on my cheek, and glory in my soul. Hymn 120. Spiritual apparel, namely, the robe of righteousness and garments of salvation. Isaiah 61, verse 10. Awake, my heart, arise, my tongue, prepare a tuneful voice, in God the life of all my joys, aloud will I rejoice. 'Tis he adorned my naked soul, and made salvation mine. Upon a poor polluted worm he makes his graces shine. And lest the shadow of a spot should on my soul be found, he took the robe the Savior wrought, and cast it all around. How far the heavenly robe exceeds what earthly princes wear! These ornaments, how bright they shine! How white the garments are! The Spirit wrought my faith in love, and hope, and every grace. But Jesus spent his life to work the robe of righteousness. Strangely, my soul, art thou arrayed by the great sacred three. In sweetest harmony of praise, let all thy powers agree. Hymn 121. A Vision of the Kingdom of Christ Among Men, Revelation 21, verses 1 to 4. Lo, what a glorious sight appears to our believing eyes. The earth and sea are passed away, and the old rolling skies. From the third heaven where God resides, that holy, happy place, the new Jerusalem comes down, adorned with shining grace. Attending angels shout for joy, and the bright armies sing, "Mortals, behold the sacred seat of your descending King, the God of glory down to men. Removes his blessed abode, men the dear objects of his grace, and he, the loving God, His own soft hand shall wipe the tears from every weeping eye, and pains and groans and griefs and fears, and death itself shall die. How long, dear Savior, oh, how long shall this bright hour delay? Fly swifter round, ye wheels of time, and bring the welcome day. Hymn 122. Supplement, Flesh and Spirit, Romans 8, verse 1. What vain desires and passions vain attend this mortal clay? Oft have they pierced my soul with pain and drawn my heart astray. How have I wandered from my God, and following sin and shame in this vile world of flesh and blood, defiled my nobler frame? Forever blessed be thy grace that formed my soul anew, and made it of an heaven-born race thy glory to pursue. My spirit holds perpetual war, and wrestles and complains, but views the happy moment near that shall dissolve its chains. Cheerful in death I close my eyes, to part with every lust, and charge my flesh whene'er it rise to leave them in the dust. My pure spirit shall not fear to put this body on. Its tempting powers no more are there, its lusts and passions gone. Hymn 123. Supplement. A hopeful youth falling short of heaven, Mark 10, verse 21. Must all the charms of nature then so hopeless to salvation prove? Can hell demand, can heaven condemn the man whom Jesus deigns to love? The man who sought the ways of truth, paid friends and neighbors all their due, a modest, sober, lovely youth, and thought he wanted nothing now. But mark the change. Thus spake the Lord, come part with earth for heaven today. The youth, astonished at the word, in silent sadness went his way. Poor virtues that he boasted so, this test unable to endure, let Christ and grace and glory go to make his land and money sure. Ah, foolish choice of treasures here! Ah, fatal love of tempting gold! Must this base world be bought so dear? Are life and heaven so cheaply sold? In vain the charms of nature shine, if this vile passion govern me. Transform my soul, O love divine, and make me part with all for thee. Hymn 124. The Rich Sinner Dying, Psalm 49, verses 6 and 9, Ecclesiastes 8, verse 8, Job 3, verses 14 and 15. In vain the wealthy mortals toil, and heap their shining dust in vain, look down and scorn the humble poor, and boast their lofty hills of gain. Their golden cordials cannot ease their pained hearts or aching heads, nor fright nor bribe approaching death from glittering roofs and downy beds. The lingering, the unwilling soul, the dismal summons must obey, and bid along a sad farewell to the pale lump of lifeless clay. Thence they are huddled to the grave, where kings and slaves have equal thrones. Their bones without distinction lie amongst the heap of meaner bones. The rest referred to Psalm 4, Hymn 125, A Vision of the Lamb, Revelation 5, verses 6 to 9. All mortal vanities, be gone, nor tempt my eyes, nor tire my ears. Behold, amidst the eternal throne, a vision of the Lamb appears. Glory his fleecy robe adorns, marked with the bloody death he bore. Seven are his eyes, and seven his horns, to speak his wisdom and his power. Lo, he receives a sealed book from him that sits upon the throne. Jesus, my Lord, prevails to look on dark decrees and things unknown. All the assembling saints around fall, worshiping before the Lamb, and in new songs of gospel sound, address their honors to his name. The joy, the shout, the harmony, flies o'er the everlasting hills. Worthy art thou alone, they cry, to read the book, to loose the seals. Our voices join the heavenly strain, and with transporting pleasure sing, worthy the Lamb that once was slain, to be our teacher and our king. His words of prophecy reveal eternal counsels, deep designs. His grace and vengeance shall fulfill the peaceful and the dreadful lines. Thou hast redeemed our souls from hell with thine invaluable blood, and wretches that did once rebel are now made favorites of their God. Worthy forever is the Lord, that died for treasons not his own, by every tongue to be adored, and dwell upon his Father's throne. Hymn 126. Hope of heaven by the resurrection of Christ, 1 Peter 1, verses 3-5. Blessed be the everlasting God, the Father of our Lord, be his abounding mercy praised, his majesty adored. When from the dead he raised his Son and called him to the sky, he gave our souls a lively hope that they should never die. What though our inbred sins require our flesh to see the dust, yet, as the Lord our Savior rose, so all his followers must. There's an inheritance divine reserved against that day. 'Tis uncorrupted, undefiled, and cannot waste away. Saints by the power of God are kept till the salvation come. We walk by faith as strangers here, till Christ shall call us home. Hymn 127. Assurance of Heaven. Or, A Saint Prepared to Die, 2 Timothy 4, verses 6, 7, 8, and 18. Death may dissolve my body now, and bear my spirit home. Why do my minutes move so slow, nor my salvation come? With heavenly weapons I have fought the battles of the Lord, finished my course, and kept the faith, and wait the sure reward. God has laid up in heaven for me a crown which cannot fade. The righteous judge at that great day shall place it on my head. Nor hath the King of grace decreed this prize for me alone, but all that love and long to see the appearance of his Son. Jesus the Lord shall guard me safe from every ill design, and to his heavenly kingdom keep this feeble soul of mine. God is my everlasting aid, and hell shall rage in vain. To him be highest glory paid and endless praise. Amen. Hymn 128. The Triumph of Christ over the Enemies of His Church, Isaiah 63, verses 1, 2, and 3, and so on. What mighty man or mighty God comes traveling in state along the Idumean road, away from Bozrah's gate? The glory of his robes proclaim, 'tis some victorious king, 'tis I, the just, the Almighty One, that your salvation bring. Why, mighty Lord, thy saints inquire, why thine apparel red, and all thy vesture stained like those who in the winepress tread? I by myself have trod the press, and crushed my foes alone. My wrath has struck the rebels dead, my fury stamped them down. 'Tis Edom's blood that dyes my robes with joyful scarlet stains, the triumph that my raiment wears, sprung from their bleeding veins. Thus shall the nations be destroyed that dare insult my saints. I have an arm to avenge their wrongs, an ear for their complaints. Hymn 129. The Ruin of Antichrist, Isaiah 63, verses 4-7. I lift my banners, saith the Lord, where Antichrist has stood. The city of my gospel foes shall be a field of blood. My heart has studied just revenge, and now the day appears. The day of my redeemed is come to wipe away their tears. Quite weary is my patience grown, and bids my fury go. Swift as the lightning it shall move, and be as fatal too. I call for helpers, but in vain. Then has my gospel none. Well, mine own arm has might enough to crush my foes alone. Slaughter and my devouring sword shall walk the streets around. Babel shall reel beneath my stroke and stagger to the ground. Thy honors, O victorious King, thine own right hand shall raise, while we thy awful vengeance sing and our deliverer praise. Hymn 130. Prayer for Deliverance Answered, Isaiah 26, verses 8-12, 20, and 21. In thine own ways, O God of love, we wait the visits of thy grace. Our soul's desire is to thy name and the remembrance of thy face. My thoughts are searching, Lord, for thee, mongst the black shades of lonesome night. My earnest cries salute the skies before the dawn restore the light. Look, how rebellious men deride the tender patience of my God, but they shall see thy lifted hand and feel the scourges of thy rod. Hark! The Eternal rends the sky. A mighty voice before him goes, a voice of music to his friends, but threatening thunder to his foes. Come, children, to your father's arms. Hide in the chambers of my grace till the fierce storms be overblown and my revenging fury cease. My sword shall boast its thousand slain and drink the blood of haughty kings while heavenly peace around my flock stretches its soft and shady wings. Hymn 131, Supplement, The Hidden Life of a Christian, Colossians 3, verse 3. O happy soul that lives on high, while men lie groveling here. His hopes are fixed above the sky, and faith forbids his fear. His conscience knows no secret stings, while peace and joy combine to form a life whose holy springs are hidden and divine. He waits in secret on his God in secret sees, let earth be all in arms abroad, he dwells in heavenly peace. His pleasures rise from things unseen, beyond this world and time, where neither eyes nor ears have been, nor thoughts of sinners climb. He wants no pomp nor royal throne to raise his figure here, content and pleased to live unknown till Christ his life appear. He looks to heaven's eternal hill to meet that glorious day, but patient waits his Savior's will to fetch his soul away. Hymn 132, Strength from Heaven, Isaiah 40, verses 27 to 30. Whence do our mournful thoughts arise, and where's our courage fled? Has restless sin and raging hell struck all our comforts dead? Have we forgot the almighty name that formed the earth and sea? And can an all-creating arm grow weary or decay? Treasures of everlasting might in our Jehovah dwell. He gives the conquest to the weak and treads their foes to hell. Mere mortal power shall fade and die, and youthful vigor cease. But we that wait upon the Lord shall feel our strength increase. The saints shall mount on eagle's wings and taste the promised bliss, till their unwearied feet arrive where perfect pleasure is. Hymn 133, Supplement. The Gospel, the Power of God to Salvation, Romans 1, verse 16. 1 Corinthians 1, verses 18 and 24. What shall the dying sinner do that seeks relief for all his woe? Where shall the guilty conscience find ease for the torment of the mind? How shall we get our crimes forgiven or form our natures fit for heaven? Can souls all o'er defiled with sin make their own powers and passions clean? In vain we search, in vain we try, till Jesus bring his gospel nigh. 'Tis there such power and glory dwell as saves rebellious souls from hell. This is the pillar of our hope that bears our fainting spirits up. We read the grace, we trust the word, and find salvation in the Lord. Let men or angels dig the mines where nature's golden treasure shines. Brought near the doctrine of the cross, all nature's gold appears but dross. Should vile blasphemers with disdain pronounce the truths of Jesus vain, I'll meet the scandal and the shame, and sing and triumph in his name. Hymn 134, Supplement. None excluded from hope, Romans 1, verse 16, 1 Corinthians 1, verse 24. Jesus, thy blessings are not few, nor is thy gospel weak. Thy grace can melt the stubborn Jew and bow the aspiring Greek. Wide as the reach of Satan's rage doth thy salvation flow. 'Tis not confined to sex or age, the lofty or the low. While grace is offered to the prince, the poor may take their share. No mortal has a just pretense to perish in despair. Be wise, ye men of strength and wit, nor boast your native powers, but to his sovereign grace submit, and glory shall be yours. Come, all ye vilest sinners, come, he'll form your souls anew. His gospel in his heart have room for rebels such as you. His doctrine is almighty love. There's virtue in his name to turn the raven to a dove, the lion to a lamb. Hymn 135, Supplement, Truth, Sincerity, and so on. Philippians 4, verse 8. Let those who bear the Christian name their holy vows fulfill. The saints, the followers of the Lamb, are men of honor still. True to the solemn oath they take, though to their hurt they swear, constant and just to all they speak, for God and angels hear. Still with their lips their hearts agree, nor flattering words devise, They know the God of truth can see through every false disguise. They hate the appearance of a lie in all the shapes it wears. They live the truth, and when they die, eternal life is theirs. While hypocrites and liars fly before the judge's frown, his faithful friends who fear a lie receive the immortal crown. Hymn 136. Supplement. A lovely carriage. Oh, 'tis a lovely thing to see a man of prudent heart, whose thoughts and lips and life agree to act a useful part. When envy, strife, and wars begin, in little angry souls, mark how the sons of peace come in and quench the kindling coals. Their minds are humble, mild, and meek, nor let their fury rise, nor passion moves their lips to speak, nor pride exalts their eyes. Their frame is prudence mixed with love, good works fulfill their day. They join the serpent with the dove, but cast the sting away. Such was the Savior of mankind. Such pleasures he pursued. His flesh and blood were all refined, his soul divinely good. Lord, can these plants of virtue grow in such a heart as mine? Thy grace my nature can renew and make my soul like thine. Hymn 137. Supplement, zeal and fortitude. Do I believe what Jesus saith and think the gospel true? Lord, make me bold to own my faith and practice virtue too. Suppress my shame, subdue my fear, arm me with heavenly zeal, that I may make thy power appear and works of praise fulfill. If men shall see my virtue shine and spread my name abroad, thine is the power, the praise is thine, my Savior and my God. Thus, when the saints in glory meet, their lips proclaim thy grace. They cast their honors at thy feet and own their borrowed rays. Pause. Are we the soldiers of the cross, the followers of the Lamb? And shall we fear to own his cause or blush to speak his name? Now we must fight if we would reign. Increase our courage, Lord. We'll bear the toil, endure the pain, supported by thy word. Thy saints in all this glorious war shall conquer, though they're slain. They see the triumph from afar and shall with Jesus reign. When that illustrious day shall rise and all thy armies shine in robes of victory through the skies, the glory shall be thine. Hymn 138. Supplement. The Universal Law of Equity. Matthew 8, verse 12. Blessed Redeemer, how divine, how righteous is this rule of thine, to do to all men just the same as we expect or wish from them. This golden lesson, short and plain, gives not the mind nor memory pain, and every conscience must approve this universal law of love. How blessed would every nation be, thus ruled by love and equity. All would be friends without a foe and form a paradise below. Jesus, forgive us that we keep thy sacred law of love asleep. No more let envy, wrath, and pride, but thy blessed maxims be our guide. Hymn 139. God's tender care of his church. Isaiah 1 chapter. How shall my inward joys arise and burst into a song? Almighty love inspires my heart, and pleasure tunes my tongue. God on his thirsty Sion hill some mercy drops has thrown, and solemn oaths have bound his love to shower salvation down. Why do we then indulge our fears, suspicions, and complaints? Is he a God, and shall his grace grow weary of his saints? Can a kind woman e'er forget the infant of her womb, and amongst a thousand tender thoughts her suckling have no room? Yet, saith the Lord, should nature change, and mother's monsters prove, Sion still dwells upon the heart of everlasting love. Deep on the palms of both my hands, I have engraved her name. My hands shall raise her ruined walls and build her broken frame. Hymn 140. The business and blessedness of glorified saints. Revelation 7, verse 13 and C. What happy men or angels these that all their robes are spotless white? Whence did this glorious troop arrive at the pure realms of heavenly light? From torturing racks and burning fires, and seas of their own blood they came, but nobler blood has washed their robes, flowing from Christ the dying Lamb. Now they approach the Almighty throne, with loud hosannas night and day, sweet anthems to the great 3-1 measure their blessed eternity. No more shall hunger pain their souls. He bids their parching thirst be gone, and spreads the shadow of his wings to screen them from the scorching sun. The Lamb that fills the middle throne shall shed around his milder beams. There shall they feast on his rich love and drink full joys from living streams. Thus shall their mighty bliss renew through the vast round of endless years. And the soft hand of sovereign grace heals all their wounds and wipes their tears. Hymn 141. The same. Or, the martyrs glorified. Revelation 7, verse 13, and C. These glorious minds, how bright they shine, whence all their white array, how came they to the happy seats of everlasting day? From torturing pains to endless joys, on fiery wheels they rode, and strangely washed their raiment white in Jesus' dying blood. Now they approach a spotless God, and bow before his throne, their warbling harps and sacred songs adore the Holy One. The unveiled glories of his face amongst his saints reside, while the rich treasure of his grace sees all their wants supplied. Tormenting thirst shall leave their souls, and hunger flee as fast. The fruit of life's immortal tree shall be their sweet repast. The Lamb shall lead his heavenly flock where living fountains rise, and love divine shall wipe away the sorrows of their eyes. Hymn 142. Divine wrath and mercy, Nahum 1:2, and adore and tremble, for our God is a consuming fire. His jealous eyes his wrath inflame, and raise his vengeance higher. Almighty vengeance, how it burns, how bright his fury glows. Vast magazines of plagues and storms lie treasured for his foes. Those heaps of wrath by slow degrees are forced into a flame, but kindled, oh, how fierce they blaze, and rend all nature's frame. At his approach the mountains flee and seek a watery grave. The frighted sea makes haste away and shrinks up every wave. Through the wide air the weighty rocks are swift as hailstones hurled. Who dares engage his fiery rage that shakes the solid world? Yet, mighty God, thy sovereign grace sits regent on the throne, the refuge of thy chosen race when wrath comes rushing down. Thy hand shall on rebellious kings a fiery tempest pour, while we beneath thy sheltering wings thy just revenge adore. Hebrews 12, verse 29. Hymn 143. Supplement. The Christian Treasure, 1 Corinthians 3, verse 21. How vast the treasure we possess! How rich thy bounty, King of grace! This world is ours, and worlds to come, earth is our lodge, and heaven our home. All things are ours, the gifts of God, the purchase of a Savior's blood, while the good Spirit shows us how to use and to improve them too. If peace and plenty crown my days, they help me, Lord, to speak thy praise. If bread of sorrows be my food, those sorrows work my lasting good. I would not change my blessed estate, for all the world calls good or great. And while my faith can keep her hold, I envy not the sinner's gold. Father, I wait thy daily will. Thou shalt divide my portion still. Grant me on earth what seems thee best, till death and heaven reveal the rest. Hymn 144. Supplement. The true improvement of life. And is this life prolonged to me? Are days and seasons given? O, let me then prepare to be a fitter heir of heaven. In vain these moments shall not pass, these golden hours be gone. Lord, I accept thine offered grace, I bow before thy throne. Now cleanse my soul from every sin by my Redeemer's blood. Now let my flesh and soul begin the honors of my God. Let me no more my soul beguile with sin's deceitful toys. Let cheerful hope increasing still approach to heavenly joys. My thankful lips shall loud proclaim the wonders of thy praise, and spread the savor of thy name where'er I spend my days. On earth let my example shine, and when I leave this state, may heaven receive this soul of mine to bliss supremely great. Hymn 145. The Last Judgment, Revelation 21, verses 5 to 8. See where the great incarnate God fills a majestic throne, while from the skies his awful voice bears the last judgment down. I am the first and I the last, through endless years the same. I am is my memorial still, and my eternal name. Such favors as a god can give, my royal grace bestows. Ye thirsty souls, come taste the streams where life and pleasure flows. The saint that triumphs o'er his sins, I'll own him for a son. The whole creation shall reward the conquests he has won. But bloody hands and hearts unclean, and all the lying race, the faithless and the scoffing crew, that spurn at offered grace, they shall be taken from my sight, bound fast in iron chains, and headlong plunged into the lake, where fire and darkness reigns. Oh, may I stand before the Lamb, when earth and seas are fled, and hear the judge pronounce my name with blessings on my head. May I with those forever dwell, who here were my delight, while sinners banished down to hell no more offend my sight. Hymn 146, Supplement. The Privileges of the Living Above the Dead. Awake, my zeal. Awake, my love, to serve my Savior here below, in works which perfect saints above and holy angels cannot do. Awake, my charity, to feed the hungry soul and clothe the poor. In heaven are found no sons of need, there all these duties are no more. Subdue thy passions, O my soul, maintain the fight, thy work pursue, daily thy rising sins control, and be thy victories ever new. The land of triumph lies on high, there are no foes to encounter there. Lord, I would conquer till I die and finish all the glorious war. Let every flying hour confess I gain thy gospel fresh renown, and when my life and labor cease, may I possess the promised crown. Hymn 147, Supplement. Death of kindred improved, must friends and kindred drop and die, and helpers be withdrawn, while sorrow with a weeping eye counts up our comforts gone. Be thou our comfort, mighty God, our helper and our friend, nor leave us in this dangerous road till all our trials end. Oh, may our feet pursue the way our pious fathers led, with love and holy zeal. Obey the counsels of the dead. Let us be weaned from all below. Let hope our grief expel, while death invites our souls to go where our best kindred dwell. Hymn 148, The Christian Race, Isaiah 40, verses 28 to 31. Awake, our souls, away our fears. Let every trembling thought be gone. Awake and run the heavenly race, and put a cheerful courage on. True, 'tis a straight and thorny road, and mortal spirits tire and faint. But they forget the mighty God that feeds the strength of every saint, thee, mighty God, whose matchless power is ever new and ever young, and firm endures while endless years their everlasting circles run. From thee, the overflowing spring, our souls shall drink a fresh supply, while such as trust their native strength shall melt away and drop and die. Swift as an eagle cuts the air, we'll mount aloft to thine abode. On wings of love our souls shall fly, nor tire amidst the heavenly road. Hymn 149, The Works of Moses and the Lamb, Revelation 15, verse 3. How strong thine arm is, mighty God, who would not fear thy name. Jesus, how sweet thy graces are, who would not love the Lamb. He has done more than Moses did, our prophet and our king. From bonds of hell he freed our souls and taught our lips to sing. In the Red Sea by Moses' hand, the Egyptian host was drowned. But his own blood hides all our sins, and guilt no more is found. When through the desert Israel went, with manna they were fed. Our Lord invites us to his flesh and calls it living bread. Moses beheld the promised land, yet never reached the place. But Christ shall bring his followers home to see his Father's face. Then shall our love and joy be full, and feel a warmer flame, and sweeter voices tune the song of Moses and the Lamb. Hymn 150, The Song of Zacharias and the Message of John the Baptist, or Light and Salvation by Jesus Christ, Luke 1, verse 68 and C, John 1, verse 29.3. Now be the God of Israel blessed, who makes his truth appear. His mighty hand fulfills his word, and all the oaths he swear. Now he bedews old David's root with blessings from the skies. He makes the branch of promise grow, the promised horn arise. John was the prophet of the Lord to go before his face, the herald which our Savior God sent to prepare his ways. He makes the great salvation known. He speaks of pardoned sins, while grace divine and heavenly love in its own glory shines. Behold the Lamb of God, he cries, that takes our guilt away. I saw the Spirit o'er his head on his baptizing day. Be every veil exalted high, sink every mountain low. The proud must stoop, and humble souls shall his salvation know. The heathen realms with Israel's land shall join in sweet accord, and all that's born of man shall see the glory of the Lord. Behold the morning star arise, ye that in darkness sit. He marks the path that leads to peace and guides our doubtful feet. Hymn 151, Persevering Grace, Jude 2:5. To God the only wise, our Savior and our King, let all the saints below the skies their humble praises bring. 'Tis his almighty love, his counsel, and his care preserves us safe from sin and death and every hurtful snare. He will present our souls unblemished and complete before the glory of his face with joys divinely great. Then all the chosen seed shall meet around the throne, shall bless the conduct of his grace and make his wonders known. To our Redeemer God, wisdom and power belongs, immortal crowns of majesty and everlasting songs. Hymn 152. Baptism, Matthew 28, verse 19, Acts 2, verse 38. 'Twas the commission of our Lord, go teach the nations and baptize. The nations have received the word since he ascended to the skies. He sits upon the eternal hills with grace and pardon in his hands and sends his covenant with the seals to bless the distant British lands. Repent and be baptized, he saith, for the remission of your sins. And thus our sense assists our faith and shows us what his gospel means. Our souls he washes in his blood, as water makes the body clean, and the good Spirit from our God descends like purifying rain. Thus we engage ourselves to thee, and seal our covenant with the Lord. O may the great eternal Three in heaven our solemn vows record. Hymn 153. The Holy Scriptures, Hebrews 1, verses 1 and 2. 2 Timothy 3, verses 15 and 16. Psalm 147, verses 19 and 20. God, who in various methods told his mind and will to saints of old, sent down his Son with truth and grace to teach us in these latter days. Our nation reads the written word, that book of life, that sure record. The bright inheritance of heaven is by the sweet conveyance given. God's kindest thoughts are here expressed, able to make us wise and blessed. The doctrines are divinely true, fit for reproof and comfort too. Ye British Isles, who read his love in long epistles from above, he hath not sent his sacred word to every land. Praise ye the Lord. Hymn 154. Electing Grace, or Saints Beloved in Christ, Ephesians 1, verse 3 and C. Jesus, we bless thy Father's name. Thy God and ours are both the same. What heavenly blessings from his throne flow down to sinners through his Son. Christ be my first elect, he said, then chose our souls in Christ our head, before he gave the mountains birth or laid foundations for the earth. Thus did eternal love begin to raise us up from death and sin. Our characters were then decreed, blameless in love, a holy seed. Predestinated to be sons born by degrees, but chose at once a new regenerated race to praise the glory of his grace. With Christ our Lord we share our part in the affections of his heart, nor shall our souls be thence removed till he forgets his first beloved. Hymn 155, Hezekiah's Song, or Sickness and Recovery, Isaiah 38, verse 9 and C. When we are raised from deep distress, our God deserves a song. We take the pattern of our praise from Hezekiah's tongue. The gates of the devouring grave are opened wide in vain if he that holds the keys of death commands them fast again. Pains of the flesh are wont to abuse our minds with slavish fears. Our days are past, and we shall lose the remnant of our years. We chatter with a swallow's voice, or like a dove we mourn, with bitterness instead of joys, afflicted and forlorn. Jehovah speaks the healing word, and no disease withstands. Fevers and plagues obey the Lord and fly at His commands. If half the strings of life should break, He can our frame restore. He casts our sins behind His back, and they are found no more. Hymn 156, The Song of Moses and the Lamb, or Babylon Falling, Revelation 15, verse 3, and chapter 1, 19 and 17. 6. We sing the glories of Thy love, we sound Thy dreadful name. The Christian church unites the songs of Moses and the Lamb. Great God, how wondrous are Thy works of vengeance and of grace! Thou King of saints, almighty Lord, how just and true Thy ways! Who dares refuse to fear Thy name or worship at Thy throne? Thy judgments speak Thine holiness through all the nations known. Great Babylon that rules the earth, drunk with the martyr's blood, her crimes shall speedily awake the fury of our God.